Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch. Mwah!
And welcome back. Celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. In the middle of a coronavirus pandemic, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tony Uphoff, who's being one of the he and his company are being one of the great leaders in the middle of all this. ThomasNet.com, go there and check out their coronavirus portal. The way they're pulling hundreds, thousands of their customers and supply chain contributors together to help them provide the kind of products that we need right now, like the personal protection equipment that's in the news and in short supply right now. So, Tony, thank you again for your leadership. And that's ThomasNet.com. Hey, Tony, I want you to talk to us about – let's talk about where we think what's going to happen. We're headed – touching on this at the end of the last segment – where are we going forward? We've already talked about the fact that probably the way we work is going to change. We talked a little bit about redundancy in the supply chain. I read a book a while back that I still refer to from time to time by Leonard. I'm trying to remember the guy's name. I'll say it in a minute. Anyway, the book is called In the Wake of the Plague. And the book was about the 13th and 14th century plague, the 14th and 15th century plagues that ravaged Europe, and the point he made was millions of people died, including the clergy, including the nobility, and he said if it hadn't been for that kind of a transformation, that kind of a disruption, we would never would have had the Enlightenment, we would never have had the Renaissance, we never would have had the Reformation. He said that was born from the disruption of that disease. What do you think? Could we be seeing that kind of a disruption causing some pretty cool things going forward? I hope that doesn't sound perverse. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely spot on, Jim. And again, I want to be delicate in the way I phrase this. I want to be clear. I'm not trying to say that folks are going to benefit from a horrendous tragedy.
Nor am I.
I think there will be some. Yeah, I think there would be some systemic changes from this that we're already seeing. I'll give you a simple example, and you and I have had great discussions about this in the past. There's a lot of businesses that still don't understand the digital transformation of various aspects of their business, particularly when it comes around sales and marketing. So the industry we're closest to, manufacturing and industrial markets, have yet to really fully embrace. They're on their way, but you have fully embraced the industrial sales and marketing digital transformation on their factory floors, yes, but
a lot of 20th century thinking still left in that industry, right?
You got it. So guess what's happening as we speak, right? We're getting literally thousands of companies reaching out saying, hey, you know what, if this isn't the clarion call to get quote unquote our digital act together, I don't know what is. So I do think that there are some positives that can come from something like that. Look at what we're demonstrating to each other, too, by either fully remote or hybrid remote work, and companies are agile, and it's forcing them to move faster, to pivot their businesses much quicker than they thought they could do. Mm-hmm. And again, while perhaps not a positive forcing function, we're learning we can run faster. We can jump higher. We can do things with our companies that we didn't anticipate we could do. Positives will come from that. New products, new services, new ways of working, perhaps,
new efficiencies,
Jim, new industries.
New efficiencies that drop to the bottom line while we're strengthening our supply chain, right? I mean, there's going to be new ways of thinking about things that people would, if they hadn't been forced into it, would never have taken those steps. And when they apply them to their operating statement and to their balance sheets, they're going to say, wait a minute. We can save money and strengthen our network at the same time and make our people happier. I mean, these are the kinds of residuals of a horrendous disruption like we've had right now. And isn't it time that we start looking forward to those things right now? Isn't that how we get out of this mentally and emotionally? What do you think,
yeah,
Tony?
I think you're absolutely right, Jim. And I think that there's some macroeconomic things that are emerging too. You know, what you and I are focused on appropriately, so are things that people listening to this can control themselves, right? How they react to this, how they stay agile, how they stay focused on customers, how they stay focused on their employees. But if you broaden the lens just a little bit, as hard as it is right now, you're going to see a pivot towards the acceleration of North American manufacturing, reshoring, bringing manufacturing back to North America's shores.
Completely agree.
Mark my words, Mexico is the new China.
I agree. Tony, I got to wrap it up.
Chef.
Tony Upoff, ladies and gentlemen, thomasnet.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.